Israel Folau is set to make a return to rugby league with the Tonga national team to play Australia this year. David Mark is the ABC's senior national sports editor and joins us briefly. David, thanks for your time. What's actually happening here?
Well, we're still just waiting to find out. I'm just waiting on a press release from the Tongan National Rugby League, which we believe is the source of this story. But the news that we're hearing is that he's going to play International Rugby League. He wants to play for Tonga. We understand that the Tongan Rugby League has confirmed that Folau and his brother John will play against the Kangaroos and Great Britain this year. So whether he plays, how many other games he's going to play, does he play club rugby in Tonga, all that sort of information we're sort of yet to find out. But he's saying he's grateful to have this opportunity to represent God, his family, his heritage and the people of Tonga. And he's thankful that the Rugby League International Federation have accepted his ability to play. And that's quite significant because I guess there was a lot of question if Israel Folau was going to play any form of senior sport around the world, who would be prepared to take the chance on him?
Yeah, it is significant. I mean, that will really send a shock through Australian rugby league and Australian rugby, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think, you know, the Australian Rugby Union, of course, nailed its colours to the mast on this, and it's obviously going to fight Israel Folau in court coming up in December and more than likely in January. So they were never going to sort of, you know, withdraw from their position. It was very unlikely that any rugby league sides would take the chance on Israel Folau either because, I guess, of what he represents, because he's been such a divisive figure. So in that sense, it's not at all surprising that he'd play for Tonga, because obviously, I suppose, his religious beliefs are probably in line with a lot of people in that country, and they're willing to do that. And he's of Tongan heritage, so he feels that's the right move for him.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, David.
Cheers.
David Mark, ABC's senior national sports editor, joining us there on that breaking news.